Joining me now, attorney Ron Baruti. What's going on, Ron? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with, first of all, why is your client under attack from the board, and what is your lawsuit hoping to accomplish?
Well, we don't actually have a lawsuit. We have filed an ethics complaint with the New Jersey School Ethics Board against the vice president and president of the Hunterdon Central Regional High School District, who was together with the superintendent, have decided that they are the thought police, the investigators of those who disagree with their beliefs about transgenderism. And specifically, what happened is that some local, we'll call them activists, saw somebody had posted tweets anonymously, an anonymous Twitter account, which talked about, I think it was Dr. Rachel Levine, the man in the dress in the administration.
And total fraud. Total fraud. It's nuts.
A beautiful woman. There were a couple men who were put up on a display in the school about brave women.
And they're men, so of course.
Yes. So these tweets, you know, criticized what's going on, and suddenly this became, whoever this anonymous tweeter was became public enemy number one. Some activists decided that they believed that it was my client who was a school board member, and then the president, vice president, and superintendent decided that this was foil on fire. You have to find out who did this, and we have to make sure that they are brought to light. And of course, anonymous speech has a long history of being protected by the Constitution. Actually, anonymous speech helped to create this great country. You mentioned yesterday when we talked, Thomas Paine.
Yeah, it predates the Revolution, anonymous speech.
Right, I said the Federalist Papers, which without which there would be no United States Constitution, which seems to be what they want. They don't want a Constitution. They want to have a tyranny of their thought, whatever works there for their political agenda.
Ron, let me just ask you on that point, and I agree it's politicized overly at this point. Your position on the complaint, this is that it is not about who is making the tweets. The point is your client is protected in her position, and it has no bearing on who is behind the Twitter account. It's irrelevant.
Right. In fact, my client has not said that it's her. They have not... It's an anonymous account. And here's the problem. The school board has no business acting as an investigator. The school board's job is to create policy and make sure there's good policy. They're not an investigatory body. And what's happened is they've become so politicized and so crazy with especially the transgenderism now. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous now among school boards, it seems. This and the sex ed. And so they decided to try to pin it on my client. Whether or not she did it is irrelevant completely, as you said. This is an anonymous tweet, protected First Amendment activity, and they're trying to violate somebody's First Amendment rights as a public body, and they'll destroy the school board to do it. That's how crazy they are.
So when will there be? How does this work with the ethics complaint? Do you go before a board? Is there a day in court? How does it work?
Yeah, so the ethics board will be, it's an administrative proceeding, and we've raised certain counts. We may raise some more because apparently last night there was a meeting, a closed session. I'm not sure if it was properly created. I don't think I'm allowed to discuss what happens in closed session or my client is, but there'll be basically, we'll have to prove our case that they violated certain ethics rules. There's statutory limitations as to what can be done by a school board that would be considered ethical and unethical if they've acted unethically, and we say they have by violating the law, violating the Constitution, among other things.
So, Ron, bottom line is an anonymous Twitter account is protected by the Constitution, and the board has no right to go after your client and disparage her. As we wrap up, because I got to jump, but when is the next hearing? And I'd love to have Rebecca on the show.
We don't have a hearing date yet. It was just actually served yesterday before this closed session meeting. And it should be in the coming months.
Okay.
But we're looking forward to having the opportunity to prosecute this claim against these people who are completely unethical and out of bounds.
Go get them, Ron. Go get them, because you're speaking on behalf of so many good people out there that have been disparaged for bringing up what most of us consider a normal opinion. So thank you, Ron, for what you're doing. Tell Rebecca that we send her my best. I want to get her on the podcast and on the radio. So if you could just connect with Sharon, and let's make sure we get that done.
You got it, Bill. Thanks.
All right, man. Thank you, Ron. Good luck.